Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Can we just pretend? I don't understand the end of that song, but I absolutely love it. It is Pink. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning.
It's her
kid talking at the end, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And she goes, oh, really?
No, she says honestly.
Honestly? Yeah, one of them kid phrases. Mm-hmm. That you just want to crack your kid in the head when they say
it. Oh, no, I really like when Pink collaborates with her kid. She did a really neat rewrite of the one song from The Greatest Showman, and her daughter sings on it. It's awesome.
See, I get that. I get that Pink and her kid connection and what she's doing for kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking as a parent. When your kid says that, you want to crack them in the head.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Like, honestly? Really? Really is another one.
Oh, my God, Mom.
Really? It's like, yeah, really. That's why I'm saying it. Okay?
Really? Yes.
Yeah.
So do it.
Do it now. We'll talk about having a favorite kid coming up later on this morning on the show, because I read an article that was very disturbing.
My mom loves both of her children equally.
You think?
Yes.
See, I don't. I think she's got a secret.
No, well, get out of here.
A secret hate for you. No.
No.
No. We're gonna talk about that later. Here's what I want to talk about now. What is up with our weather? Not that I'm complaining, but yesterday it was very foggy, and it took us an extra few minutes to climb the hill. Today it's perfect.
Do you know what would have been helpful yesterday? The yellow lines.
Horn?
No, the yellow lines that now mysteriously showed up months after they tarred and chipped the road.
Somebody painted the yellow lines yesterday, and I have a feeling Mark Lawrence called to complain or something.
No, they heard us talking.
Oh,
that we couldn't see.
Okay.
Mark was joining in on that conversation.
I know, Mark makes phone calls, and things happen when Mark talks.
That's very true.
So I'm thinking maybe he got on the phone with somebody and said, hey, buddy, we need some yellow lines.
All I know is there is a very crisp yellow double line down the center of our road.
Thank you to whatever township we belong in here that painted the yellow lines. But here's the deal. There was zero fog today. There was zero deer. Are they playing mind games with us?
Oh, no, they were all for me. I saw four raccoons scampering across the road. I saw a buck who was huge, by the way. Mark Lawrence would probably love to take a shot at that guy.
Dr. Doolittle.
And then I saw four doe just chilling on the side of the road.
Well, today I came up and I'm like, why do you guys only hang out in the middle of the road when it's foggy? You're doing a dangerous dance. You're playing a dangerous game.
The little raccoons were little. I was like, scurry, scurry, scurry.
Oh, raccoons, you just run over them. You suck them up in the wheel well and spit them out. Yeah, who cares about that?
No, they're so cute.
It's animals that could damage your vehicle, like a deer. That's
a raccoon can do damage.
No, anything small, you just
run over. Oh my gosh, a raccoon ruined my husband's Subaru. I'm serious.
You don't see that commercial on TV, do you?
The undercarriage. Oh my gosh, it was out of commission for months.
That's a big raccoon then.
It was a big one. It was a big guy.
Well,
it hit something up underneath.
My point is, I saw nothing on the way to work today, and I thought I could see for miles, and I see nothing.
Well,
Tomorrow morning it'll be foggy.
Because everything will
be out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, foggy, rainy, everything. Ducks will be on the road tomorrow.
At least we have the line.
Well, yeah.
Like, I'm grateful for the line now.
I always see the yellow lining. You see what I'm doing there?
I see exactly what you're doing.
Thank you. It's Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV.
Police are urging parents to check their children's Halloween candy for THC edibles. Children are urging their parents to be cool.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:45. Tempted. One of my favorite songs from the 80s that you don't hear that often. So it's kind of cool that we dug it up. I'm almost tempted to say I am my mom's favorite kid.
You are.
But on any given day, maybe I'm not. Do your parents have a favorite between you and your brothers and sisters, or just say siblings? According to a new survey, 33% of people say their mom has a favorite, 22% say their dad has a favorite, and guess what? It ain't them. That's why they probably a little miffed.
I don't think my parents have favorites. I'm serious.
Okay.
Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing.
Yes, you are.
Because of Tom's facial expressions. Because I don't think he buys it.
Matt, what are you doing here? You're throwing me under the proverbial parental bus?
Oh, I'm saying I might agree with you. I may or may not agree with you.
Okay, well, how about you? You have a sister who's living in Philadelphia.
Yes.
Your parents don't live in Philadelphia.
No.
You live here. Your parents don't live here.
Correct.
Is there a favorite?
No, they like us equally, but I tend to think that I'm the favorite.
Hmm. Why is that, Matthew?
I guess I'm just more enjoyable. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Ow! Your sister could be listening on the app.
I was going to say, does she listen on the app ever? No, you're not kidding. That was a very quick answer. My mom and my sister listen regularly, as does my dad and my husband. I don't think there are any favorites.
See,
actually, no, I lied. There are a couple exchange students who I think my parents like better than me.
Okay, well, then there. Because you've had exchange students in your house.
Yeah, but between my sister and I know we're good.
All right, if that's what you say. Because I think all parents lean in one direction, you know what I mean? They just don't admit it. And then their kids don't admit it. These people in the survey are admitting it, that it's not them. My dad, rest in peace, had a favorite. It was obviously my older sister.
Really?
She looked like him. She acted like him. Hands down.
There you go.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, whatever. My mom? Mama
Who
Morgan.
It? Who huh? was it? Who was it?
Who looks like mama? Huh? Who looks like mama? I do think that I'm my mom's favorite, and it's kind of unfair to my brothers and sisters because they always just look, oh, here we go. Mom's favoring Tom again. And I'm like, no, she's not. But I know that, yeah, she is.
Oh, geez, Louise.
So think about it, moms and dads. You're getting the kids ready for school this morning.
I'd be interested to hear from a mom or dad who's listening right now.
Line them up, mom and dad, as they're going out the front door and you're saying, have a good day at school. Look at all of them and realize, yeah. Yeah, that kid could leave tomorrow. I wouldn't.
Oh,
miss.
My
God. You know, like, you got this thing going on here.
I don't think anyone has favorites.
Yeah, no.
You're not supposed to play favorites.
I know you're not supposed to, but I'm saying it happens. I raised three beautiful daughters. Three buttes.
And?
You're going somewhere with this.
And there's one that acts just like me.
Oh, so, I have a favorite. Yes. Always,
and even if it's not your favorite, you could relate to that kid.
She's the favorite.
Yes.
So, I can say she because he had girls, so you can't differentiate.
And it can't be like, oh, this kid's my favorite because they look just like me. It can't be that. It's the way the kid behaves. And Matt, your wife's going to have a baby in a little while. Genetics is a crazy thing. That kid could come out there just looking just like mom and acting just like Matt. And the kid comes out, go Yankees. Oh, my God, he spoke already. You know what I mean? You don't know. You don't know what's going to happen. Like my oldest daughter, she's an actress in Los Angeles. She looks just like me. I mean, people go, that's your daughter. She acts just like her mom. All right? The middle one looks just like her mom. She's in South Philly. She could conquer the world. She has no fear. She's like, yeah, let's go get this. Woo, woo, woo. I mean, who does that remind you of?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then number three comes along. She's a mix of the two. So it's like.
So she's surprisingly mellow.
Yes.
As the third kid tends to be because they're like, oh, man.
Yeah, because they had to watch the other two.
Exactly.
And she is definitely going to conquer the world because she's going to do it quietly. She's going to be something great someday. So I'm like, it's just so easy to gravitate toward the one that acts like you. And, you know, it's like, all right, let's go to Philly.
Fair enough.
Now, I'm not saying she's my favorite.
But you are.
Well,
but
yeah.
You kind of are.
Sorry. We got a lady on the line here. This is good
this
stuff.
This is amazing.
Now, you say your husband is the favorite child?
Everybody agrees he is the favorite because he's the baby boy.
Oh, the baby is the favorite.
Oh, but the baby boy.
I wonder about this because when he was two, he was standing on a big rubber ball in front of the old-fashioned refrigerator that the handle pulls forward.
Yeah.
He fell and broke his leg severely.
Ooh.
He had quite a few surgeries, and then when he was, I'm not quite sure of his age, his parents got him a unicycle. So I'm really not too sure if the parents think he's their favorite, but the siblings definitely think he's the favorite baby.
Let's get the clumsy kid a unicycle.
That's awesome.
Because a pogo stick isn't good enough.
Yeah, I mean, let's try to break the other leg, you know?
Fantastic.
Wow.
I figured you would enjoy that story.
That's
Thank
amazing.
Thank you so much for checking
Thank
in.
You.
See ya. You were that kid.
Yeah.
You got the pogo stick and the unicycle.
I was that kid.
News is next, 94KX. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. I hope no kids are running away from home right now because they found out they're not the favorite. This has created quite a stir. You know, this survey goes on and on to talk about the oldest kid, the middle kid, and the youngest kid. You are the oldest kid, Matt, right?
Yes, I'm
your
the oldest.
Your sister's younger.
Correct.
So your parents had two kids.
Yes.
They didn't want a middle kid. They just decided, let's have a youngest and an oldest and get it over with. Why am I putting words in your mom and dad's mouth? I don't even know.
They actually, we almost were a family three, but my mom had a miscarriage.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest.
But when you look
But you always had those foreign kids living in your house.
We figured this out. My cousin once, like, literally gave my life clarity.
She did.
She was like, you behave like the middle child, because she lived with us every summer growing up. Then we had Brian, who stayed with us. And then all 17 of the exchange students, and most of them were older than me. So she was like, you were always sharing your room. You were the middle kid.
Wow. But that develops a whole new set of rules, because all the older kids they all went back to their country. Mm-hmm. So you were the oldest kid, but you were the middle kid. So you're totally confused, aren't you?
I know.
She was the oldest kid in America.
So the oldest child in America.
I was the oldest American kid.
The oldest child describes themselves as intelligent, introverted, and leaders.
Huh? I could see that.
But that's not me.
All right, the middle child is self-disciplined, confident, and outgoing.
There you go.
That's definitely me. I'm the middle child, by the way. I'm legitimately
the middle child.
Yeah.
I would call myself confident.
Somewhere in the middle. My mom and dad had like 45 children in 46 years.
Those Irish Catholics, man.
Yep. My grandfather used to say, every time I got a paycheck, it was a baby. Anyway, the youngest child, if you are that kid in your house, you're empathetic, funny, and charming.
Okay.
Matt, is your sister empathetic?
Yes.
Funny and charming?
I would say empathetic and funny, yeah.
Laura, I love your little sister. She's amazing.
She's charming.
She's charming?
She's funny.
She is funny?
She's not empathetic.
She's always been serious when I saw her, but she's a school teacher, so we went to her classroom, and she's a coach.
My sister's a good egg.
Yeah?
She's a good egg.
All right, which one do you think about it?
She's more of the leader. I feel like the older.
So she's the younger sister that acts like the older one?
She's intelligent, and she has leadership qualities.
All right.
Again,
you're intelligent.
Katie and Colleen have explained this to me. Like, especially Katie, if she's listening, she's like, you're the little kid. I would go, I know.
Yeah. All right. Who are you?
I always
you?
Got confused that Kristen was the oldest and you were the youngest, and it's actually flip-flopped.
It is flip-flopped. This is why my life is so confusing, but Katie revolutionized my existence. She was like, no, you're like the middle kid.
I feel this morning show is revolutionizing your existence.
Something.
News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:15. Laura's busy on Chewy ordering stuff for her dog. Are you done ordering dog food?
This particular
time. Or are you doing something else?
No. This particular time, I'm not on Chewy, although that is a normal occurrence.
okay.
An unintended plug for Chewy.
Because I was going to talk about impulse spending.
Oh, I found this new app called Digit.
Okay, what does it do?
It analyzes your spending habits and your accounts.
Okay.
And then helps you save money.
Should you figure that out yourself, or do you need an app for it? I mean, I'm not criticizing people I impulse spend. The average American spends almost $2,500 a year on impulse buys. And I'm like, okay.
No,
I'm
it good basically with that. Is, it's passive, so you don't have to figure anything out.
Okay.
The app does the work for you.
Well, that's good.
So it basically uses math, so uses algorithms to learn how you spend, so you don't have to really change any habits, which could be dangerous if you are an impulse buyer.
Okay.
But they then know and figure out the best time to pull these micro amounts out of your checking into your savings.
Wait, I don't want anybody taking money out of my checking account.
It's not anybody. It all lives in your bank account.
Okay.
It's just a tool that helps you figure out when it's best to save money.
Yeah, it's a tool calling you a tool, basically, because you're spending too much money, I guess. I don't know if I'd like that, but you look like you're into it.
No, I'm into it. I heard about it from a friend, And basically, you can basically then learn how to manage your money and savings through the app.
All right. Well, the average American blows about $2,500 a year. The most dangerous time? Payday. Today is payday.
Mm-hmm.
We will get paid at the radio station here today. And some of us will impulse buy to the tune of $200 a month. I don't know if I do that. But I have been known to impulse, like, I bought a new washer and dryer recently.
Okay.
I just got tired of looking at the old beat up one. I was like, all right, we're done. And I believe that you buy them in pairs. You can't buy a new dryer and not buy the new washer. So you just go ahead.
Yeah, you just get both.
So was that an impulse buy? I don't know.
Possibly.
People make fun of me because I have a nice Ford Mustang that I keep in storage and I drive it on nice days. Was that an impulse buy? No, it's something I wanted in my whole life. So
you got it.
I got it.
Yeah, that's okay.
But impulse buys, like clothing, I'm kind of weak at that. I'd like going to the store. Hey, that's nice. $700. Okay, then. Walk out with it. Maybe I shouldn't have. I don't know. I mean, that's why I don't go to Tannersville. It's very dangerous out there for me.
It is very dangerous.
You go into the Under Armour outlet, and I'm like, whoa, that only cost me $1,000. Yeah, what the heck?
You have to go with cash in hand. You have to set yourself a budget.
Or get that app.
So this just helps you save money. Because statistically speaking, most Americans don't have a safety net.
Okay.
They don't have $1,000 in savings.
So you're saving money so you can go to some weird country halfway around the world.
That is absolutely correct.
So that's why you got that app.
To save for travel. Mm-hmm.
Who knows you, Laura Good?
You do, Tommy Tom.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Birthday buddies coming up. A lot of musical people celebrating birthdays today, and a lot of them you might not know.
Do we get to sing?
This could be a tough one, but you know what? Between you and Matt, I do have faith that you'll find a way to get it done.
You gotta have faith.
Faith.
Genuine.
Faith.
No, it is not George Michael's birthday. He's dead. Let's see. Genuine is 49 today.
Oh, yes.
That R&B singer.
Yeah.
Yes,
Brenda K. Starr, she had a hit or two in the 80s. Mm-hmm. She's 53.
Okay.
Get ready for it. The most talented of the Jackson 5, Tito.
Oh, is I thought 66 you were going to say Jamal. Today. No, never mind.
Janet, yeah. Tito Jackson is 66.
How about that? Tito.
Tito, get me a Kleenex. She's out of my life. Tito, get me a... I just love that Eddie Murphy did. Anyway, Chris DeBerg. Lady in Red.
He's dancing with me.
God, that song's irritating. 71 years old. All right, here's one for you.
Okay.
Richard Carpenter.
Oh, boy.
Is 73 years old.
Awesome.
Now, you might not have something, but I got a feeling that Matt does. Do you want to sing Rainy Days and Mondays Always Get Me Down, Matt?
From the Carpenter? Come on.
You don't know who the Carpenters are?
The Carpenters?
You have an old soul.
I feel like
soul?
I should know, but
come
I don't
now.
Know.
Oh,
it's not coming to me.
I am severely disappointed on this Tuesday morning.
I'm sorry. She's not just disappointed, man. She's severely disappointed.
Yes. I'm
know
very
the Carpenters?
Sorry.
Richard Carpenter is 73
what?
Today.
Happy birthday.
Google it, Matt. Google it.
I'll definitely need to do so.
It's time for Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies.
Happy birthday to Alicia Eisenhower from Danville. She's 36.
A very happy birthday to Christy Ziegler from Sunbury, 63.
Melvin Lesher from Dalmatia is 49. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Amy Smith from Norrie. She's 43 today.
Gene Bingaman is 43.
Michelle Bowersox from Middleburg is 47. Happy birthday.
Chris Harold from Sunbury is 45. Happy birthday.
Jennifer Klingerman is 53 today.
Robert Eisenhower is 69. Happy birthday.
Tracy Burkowski from Marion Heights is 53. Happy birthday.
Jessica Reich from Middleburg is 35.
Sean Fisher from Sealands Grove is 43. Happy birthday.
Troy Cover from our neighborhood here on Blue Hill, 53 years old today.
Kelly Grandis from Trevorton is 42. And from Facebook, a very happy birthday to Sarah Delcamp, who turns 30 today. She's from Sunbury, and that is from her sister, Mandy.
Oh, that's real nice. Nobody on the text club, but everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always text us, 49330. You can call us up on the Ford Fun Line or message us on the 94KX Facebook page.
Oh, no.
Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's Birthday Buddies.
Birthday Buddies.
Hanging around. Nothing to do but frown.
myself and feeling old. Come on.
Come on, Matt. Feel
the
it, Matt.
Sometimes
feel it, Matt.
This is still not coming to me.
What?
I know. I guess I just never...
Matt.
This is not in my old school style,
I
guess.
Nothing to do but frown.
Nothing to do but frown because rainy days and Mondays can't be down.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Love the sound of his voice. Coldplay, on the way to work, maybe on the way to school. Did you see where California just signed a bill where no kid has to go to school before 8 o'clock anymore? What the heck is going on with that? Come on now.
California is an interesting state.
Yes, it is. They're groundbreaking in some areas.
They are, which is great.
And in other areas, they're
kooky.
Yes, kooky would be something that I would say. Yeah, like, did you at least think about this? No. Because now parents are all in a tizzy because...
they have to get to work.
Yes, and they're all going to be late. Like,
here's the thing. From a developmental standpoint, it's very interesting, but it's like we're flipped. Like, high school kids get to school first, but then the elementary starts second, like how schools stagger their starts now.
Right.
When it should be the reverse, because the older you become, like those teenage years, you need more sleep.
I remember you saying that. We talked about this a while back, and I totally agree. But in California, I guess they just decided
to... did it.
But with everybody. Like, nobody starts school. Like,
which is kind of crazy, because most work days, I mean, people have to be on their way to work by 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they start at 7:30.
Yes, and it's going to goof up the daycare system as well. But they're doing it for developmental reasons. They want the kids
to
be better off. But the
kids
parents
are going to go to daycare, and then they're going to go to school. And then they're going to go back to daycare.
Well, that might be what's going on.
Students who start school later have decreased rates of depression. They have higher test scores. There's less car accidents in the community because they're driving less drowsy.
Waking up later is better, but getting out later is kind of like in conflict with the other schools and students that have to play sports like me.
Daycare costs, that would be another potential expense that I just don't have as a single mother. You have to go to daycare before school.
I went to school early and I didn't have no healthy time and I'm doing okay.
So there's arguments on both sides of the fence, obviously.
I always love that person. Hey, I had to get to school by 6:45 a.m. and look at me, I'm fine.
give me this moment. Ready? Because I'm much older than you.
Go ahead.
Hey, when I was in school, I walked 10 miles both ways in the snow.
Uphill both ways.
Uphill.
And you didn't even have any shoes, did you?
No, I didn't. How'd you know?
Because shoes weren't invented back then.
Oh, wow. KX 8 o'clock news coming up next with a check on sports and AccuWeather. You guys ever driving down the road and you see like a little stand there? It's got pumpkins or tomatoes on there. And you wonder, how come people just don't help themselves?
Because it's called the honor system.
Yes. And it makes me feel how lucky we are around here that people leave that stuff alone.
Yeah, you put your money in the box.
Right.
And you take your items.
Out there outside Lewisburg, there's like a stand and it says firewood, $5. And there's little bundled up chunks of firewood.
Yeah, on Route 45.
Right. And there's like or 405 or whatever it is. And there's a can there and you put your money in. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, thank God for Central PA.
The one that I go to is on 45 and it's $10.
There's one out there.
Yeah. Going back towards Danville, and they're $10. The bundles are a little bit bigger, and they have the same can.
Okay,
there you go.
Yeah. I was thinking about that because a farm in Michigan was robbed over the weekend of 400 pumpkins.
Oh.
Who the heck would steal 400 pumpkins?
Yeah, why do you quite that much?
And what are you doing with them?
And what are you doing with them?
Are you trying to make a jack-o'-lantern business or something?
I'm hoping it's just a prank, and then, like, tomorrow they return them or something like that.
How rude.
You think that would happen? Like, it's just a prank? Like, well, let's scare this farmer. And then tomorrow they're all back. And he's like, what?
That's super mean. That's someone's livelihood. It is, that's someone's livelihood.
I know. But it reminds me of my Uncle Jack. He had the most tackiest Christmas decorations ever.
Mm-hmm.
And so one morning he came outside to go to work and all of his Christmas decorations were gone. What? They stole the entire front porch.
They stole the nativity?
Man. Yeah, everything.
You don't steal a Mary Joseph and the baby
Jesus.
Well,
no, you don't. Exactly. Exactly. Right. I wouldn't even, I'd feel guilty stealing Frosty the Snowman. You know what I mean? But it was gone. And a couple days went by, he filed a police report, and then right about the time the area colleges were going on Christmas break, he came out one morning and they were all put back. And there was a note saying, thanks, we had a great Christmas party.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay.
So now that's kind of funny.
Thank you. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. You're on the way to work, and we're going to do a Try It Tuesday and make you real jealous and crazy again because we have some tailgate food in the studio here, and it's absolutely delicious. But trust me, you probably haven't thought about it in your tailgate party. We welcome back Martz, and let's get the name right. Mike from Martz Gap View Hunting Preserve. Oh, there it is. Did I get it right?
That's correct. Absolutely.
Or
you got it.
Or you could just look down a little bit and I'll read your hat. Okay. It's so good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
Now, Mike is the pheasant guy.
We call Martz, Mike the pheasant
Martz
guy.
Martz Gap View Hunting Preserve. That's or Martz's Game Farm or whatever.
Yes.
Find
Down
him all
river.
On social media. Downriver.
Okay. People that know me nominally that I'm known as the pheasant guy.
Mike's the
okay.
pheasant guy.
All right. So here's the deal, Mike. Say, for instance, Penn State, Michigan this weekend. Going to be a huge game. Somebody invites me and they say we're having a tailgate and I say, I'll bring the pheasant. You can hear the crickets. People don't think of pheasant at a tailgate party.
No, they do not. I mean, back in the 70s and 80s, it may have been common, but, you know, at this stage of the game, other than the game, you know, game commission releases birds out there and a lot of people take advantage of that, you don't hear about pheasants a whole lot.
So let's start talking about it and bring it back.
I feel like people overlook game meats, personally.
Yes.
Well, I love venison. I love pheasant. I love quail. I like different things, and they're typically darker meats, but they're so rich and good for you.
They are rich and good for you. They're basically, you know, people that like organic. You can't get anything better organic than, you know, wild game.
Exactly.
Wow. So you brought a lot of stuff. Like you did last year when we were just talking about pheasant.
You know, I got to credit my mother-in-law for, you know, preparing everything.
You better. The door's going to be locked, bud.
Yeah, that's right.
So last year we just basically talked about pheasant for eating and how good it is for you. And this year we took a different spin because it's football season.
It is. So, I mean, buffalo chicken dip, right? That's a go-to for tailgating. You throw it in the crock pot. It gets all ooey-gooey and delicious. But why not put a local spin on it? And make a pheasant dip.
Absolutely. You know, you really can't beat it. I mean,
no.
We had it last year. I think everybody would be in agreement.
The thing that I'm looking forward to is the big old pile of sandwiches that's over there.
Big old pile. Again, thanks to the mother-in-law. Yeah.
And that's something my grandmother actually started. She's 93 years old now.
Oh.
And she actually prepared the meals until she was in her mid-80s. You know, she started that pheasant salad, and it's been a hit ever since, probably for the last 30 years or
so
30
the,
years plus.
The Martz family, though, aside from the awesome tailgating food that we're going to try, because it is a Try It Tuesday, we'll go Facebook Live. You'll get to see Mike on Facebook, so make sure you hop on. But let's just talk about, though, local game hunting, because you guys really are sort of known up and down the East Coast now for some quality, both shooting, but then dog running, fishing, all that kind of stuff.
Yes. We, you know, first of all, we've been around since 1955, and my grandfather, Harold Martz, started the place, so we're third generation. That's helped he establish the place, and, you know, we're blessed with great employees that have kept it going, and we're blessed, obviously, with our clientele that comes as well. So, you know, it's, we basically try to put the best product out there. We put a lot of time and effort into our cover and our birds.
Mm-hmm. So I have to ask, is it pheasant season now?
It is. It actually started September 21st, and we will go all the way until the beginning to the middle of April.
Oh, cool.
This season.
Cool.
My dad used to go pheasant hunting in the northeastern PA with my grandfather, and I always thought it was kind of cool, but I never inherited that. I moved out of town, and I'm here. So I'm going to come down and visit you.
That'd be terrific. Pennsylvania was a hotbed in the 60s, 70s, even into the early 80s for, you know, wild pheasant hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never really lost its luster.
Wow.
Awesome.
All right. We're going Facebook Live.
We are.
We're going to tailgate right here in the studio.
I can smell it.
It's great.
We just need some beers.
I don't know. Mike brought a big cooler with him. I don't know what's in there. Anyway, Try It Tuesday with Martz and Mike the Pheasant Guy. I love that nickname. Stand by and go to Facebook.
That's right. Head to Facebook right now. It's a Try It Tuesday with Tom and Laura on 94KX.
In the morning, I know you're looking for something to do tomorrow night. Our very own Kyle Alexander, and the woman standing next to me, celebrity bartenders at the Civil War Cider Company in Lewisburg.
Who signed me up for that?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you are okay. First in line, just begging to be there.
Pretty much.
It's a great place in downtown Lewisburg. Check it out. They will be your celebrity bartenders. And the money, of course, the tip money going to the Thyra M. Humphrey Center for Breast Health. And rumor has it, they are serving a cranberry croze.
A cranberry.
Do you have to say it that way, or can
a
you just
croze.
Say?
Just say croze.
Croze.
Okay.
Croze.
A croze.
Quite.
And it is good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it goes down pretty easy. Yes, I have that on good authority.
Yeah. Oh, good authority, do you?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if we're going to do the pink marshmallow roast because the weather is kind of questionable for tomorrow night.
But
they come on by.
They have that cute space in the back where they'll put a fire. Yep. We can make s'mores, roast some pink marshmallows.
I was hoping for the weather to be good.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. It kind of looks like a little bit of a washout tomorrow, but we'll be there. Kyle and I will be hustling behind the bar from 6 until 8 p.m. Of course, on Wednesdays, we wear pink. Come dressed to impress. Civil War Cider Company will be dressed up as well. We'll have it all decorated, and it'll be lots of fun.
Yeah, tomorrow night. News is next. Stay with us. I'm and Laura in the morning. I don't like talking about it because it sounds like I'm self-promoting myself, because redundancy is also another thing that bothers me. But this whole vote for Morgan thing, I feel like I'm running for president, but it's Cooking Men. It's coming up. It's a sold-out event. If you don't have your tickets, oh well. But you could still vote for your favorite chef, who, hello, I would like it to be me.
And it should be you, Tom. Because
she said in all sincerity.
Because we're competitive, you and I.
Yeah, we are.
And we want to win.
People who know me, people who know you, yes. They know we're competitive. Yes. I want to win. I want that pink whisk, which is the coveted trophy of Cooking Men for a Great Cause through Evangelical Community Hospital. And if I get that whisk, I will proudly display it. Where? In my house? No. In the lobby here at the radio station? No. Right here.
Right here on
the
94KX. Right here.
Right there. So,
all kidding aside, though, it is for a wonderful cause. It's to help women that don't have insurance or underinsured women make sure that they get their care, mammography, screenings, all that stuff.
That's what Cooking Men is all about.
It is.
It's fun, and it's a great event, and there's prizes, but hey, that's what it is all about. So head to evanhospital.com/cookingmen.
And vote for Tom.
Right?
Cooking. Yeah. Cooking Men. And vote for Tom. $1, $10, $1,000.
That would be nice.
Hey, we're shooting for the stars, man.
I like it. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Sean Carey on the way next. Hey, Sean.
Hello.
We have
fam.
A chance for people to get away to a warmer area, and we can't give you details yet.
And I've tried to pry it out of both of you.
Absolutely not.
And I'm striking out.
Nope.
Well, first of all, because I don't know any of it.
Oh, I know all of it.
And you know everything.
I do.
Doesn't this surprise me?
There it is.
That's how you roll every day, right?
I am not.
You're on a need-to-know basis,
and you're
the first name on the title of the show.
Hey, the only girl in this building before 9 a.m., that's a female prerogative right there. I'm allowed to know, and you all got to wait to know.
Oh, is that the rule?
That's the rule. Okay. That's exactly how this flies.
But Friday, we'll let everybody know.
Friday, details are coming, 7 a.m. or just after. Sometimes on Fridays, we run a little late.
Give or take a minute.
Give or take maybe 10.
Hey, wait a minute. You think intern Nick knows? Look at the look on his face. He's on the couch there. I think he knows what's coming up on Friday.
Yeah, he's got that smirk.
Did you tell him, Laura?
No.
Okay.
Interesting.
He may or may not know.
Even the intern knows.
Poker face. Jedi mind trick.
Something like that. I'd go with the Jedi mind trick.
What is it, the Vulcan? The Vulcan mind meld.
Maybe it's that too.
The Vulcan mind meld.
Or maybe we're just playing into this way too much.
Probably that. But either way, big things are coming. You'll find out on Friday.
Friday at 7.
Sean Carey's next. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.
See ya.